Interviews and talk shows, if you miss them, you can listen to them later at WABF1480.com. Now we welcome Paige Crawford, Director of Community Affairs with the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Lori.
And you want to introduce to us the new Community Outreach Coordinator, Courtney McDonald.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
We are doing good. How about yourself?
How'd the fourth go?
It went good. Dodged a little rain earlier in the day, but it ended up clearing up. No wind. So we had a great fireworks show for everybody that was out and hopefully enjoyed it. So
it was spectacular.
It was great.
Really, really was. Okay, so after that big event, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, goodness. Well, we want to go ahead and start this morning and let folks know about some communication options they've got if they aren't getting news from the city. So we want to let folks know out there. Obviously, we've got our Facebook and our Instagram pages. But
And Nextdoor. Aren't you also utilizing Nextdoor?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And so we also kind of started this bi-weekly newsletter, e-newsletter. So we've got that on our website, and we've also kind of been pushing it out on our Facebook page. Sign up for that if you want to kind of know what's going on week to week. Lori's done a great job here at WABF kind of pushing that information out to residents around here. I mean, we've got some things coming up. I want to remind folks like that are kind of taking place in the e-newsletter. We've got the Coffee with the Mayor.
Right.
That'll be at the James P. Nix Center on July 19th at 9 a.m. So we're starting to do that. There'll be a September opportunity at the Rec Center, and then there'll be a November opportunity over at the Council Chamber. So just a great time for folks to come out and just, you know, ask questions, express concerns, provide their feedback. It's kind of a, you know, a casual atmosphere where mayor can kind of ask questions and folks can get answers on, you know, some of the things that they might have concerns about. So want to remind folks about that. And there's always our free app that you can download on any Apple or Android device. Just search in the App Store, City of Fairhope, and we do push out notifications for road closures, special events, power outages, weather, all that good stuff. So
that's very handy. We encourage folks doing that a lot. Just like it never fails, someone texts me, "What's that siren about?" Because they think I know everything that goes on in Fairhope. And part of the reason I do is because I have the app and I have the newsletter, etc. But the warning siren on Tuesday, everybody that has the app would have known.
Correct.
The weather warning siren was going to be tested tomorrow, yesterday, which is this first Tuesday of each month at 6:30.
That's 6:30. That's right. That's right. And then lastly, we are launching our online payment system called Invoice Cloud for our utility customers. So we're kind of we're hitting the ground running this week. We'll be pushing out lots of information for our Fairhope residents on that. We're hoping that this is going to be a user-friendly, like, billing and payment solution for everybody who has utility bills through the city.
You say launching, but what you're doing is leaving the old provider and getting a new system that works better.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, Lori. And yeah. I know, like, you know, I mean, getting on there was very cumbersome. And it was kind of deterring our customers from paying, you know, bills online. They wanted to come in, pay at the counter because it was just such a pain. So hopefully we're excited to partner with Invoice Cloud, give residents the latest technology, you know, their ability to choose what kind of payment method they want. They've got opportunities to pay with phone payments, text payments, Apple payment, Google Pay, Venmo, PayPal. So lots of opportunities for folks.
That's very cool.
I mean, you can still come in if you would like to pay your bill in person. We still obviously will allow folks to come to the counter at City Hall. So just giving folks, you know, latest technology, you know, and a different way to, you know, hopefully cut down some of those in-person.
Big question. Do we have to sign up, re-sign up?
You do. Everybody who was I will say I've gone on there and done it myself, and there is a way to do it where you, I mean, if you don't want to, if you want to just get on there quickly, you can do like a guest. So you just kind of enter your customer ID number,
right,
and enter your last name, and
I've
you
got
can
auto
do it that
pay now. Yeah. I had an issue when I changed my bank, when my bank changed for me.
Oh, yes.
And there was an issue trying to get that done through the old system. But I've got it back on auto pay. So that's what everybody really should do is the easiest, unless you don't want to be caught by a surprise, like our latest power bill probably will be.
Yes. So we just want to let folks know that that's in the works. Obviously, you know, if you wanted another opportunity to pay or another way to pay, we're hoping that this kind of can take the headache out of that old system.
That sounds good. Very good.
And Courtney's here. We want to kind of just give everybody a heads up about a couple of things we still got going on. So I'm let Courtney tell y'all a little bit about the farmers market and a couple of things we've got down the pipe.
So we still have our spring and summer season of farmers market going on. It will continue through next Thursday, July 14th. It's every Thursday from 3 to 6 behind the Fairhope Public Library. We've got kids activities, live music, lots of local vendors. So it's a great opportunity for you to get out and support your local farmers and enjoy some live music and bring the kids. And then the fall market will kick off. We'll take a break and then kick back off in September.
Okay.
And then that will continue through November, the week before Veterans Day. So if anybody is interested in being a vendor, you can go online and submit an application. We would love to have you. And then also we still have our shuttle going on downtown. So if you are caught in the Central Business District anytime between 10 and 2, Monday through Friday, Mr. Mickey is great. All you have to do is give him a call. He'll pick you right up and take you to wherever you need to go. So.
And yeah, if you don't see him in the parking garage, then you can call, and that number is 850-6348.
Yes.
251, of course, 850-6348.
And Lori, I'll tell you, we're hoping in the budget year to expand those hours. So we're looking at putting a couple part-time positions in the budget so we can have that shuttle running a little bit more. I know that that seems to be a short window for folks to utilize the shuttle. So we're hoping, like I said, within the budget year to get somebody down there for 8 or more hours,
right,
Monday through Saturday.
That would be a great idea. But hey, it's a start.
It's a start.
And I see him quite often come and go because we're right here across from the parking garage. And he's mostly empty, so we got to get the word out.
That's right.
Utilized.
That's right.
So, question, let's go back to the e-newsletter a minute. How do people sign up for it?
So you can actually go to the City of Fairhope website, and you can sign up through our website. You can submit your contact information, and that will actually go directly to me, and I'll input that for you, and then you will be subscribed to receive all those communications.
Very good. I find it very useful and handy. A lot of what I announce and read, I get from that newsletter, as well as the app. I have a new phone. I need to see why my app isn't on.
Yeah, check.
Something's
those.
Not right with a new phone. I guess when you have to.
And I'll remind.
Re-download or reload or something. Yeah.
And I'll remind folks. I mean, I know a lot of times people, you know, don't want to sign up for notifications. You can choose like what you would like to be notified for. You can of course choose everything, and we would love that, but if there's something in particular that you just want to be subscribed to, events that are going on here in Fairhope, you can pick and choose those categories,
and there's a lot of categories from which to choose, so you can really stay informed about anything you could imagine, from when meetings are to when we have weather warnings, etc.
Right. And we, you know, and just to remind folks again, Coffee with the Mayor on July 19th, come out. We'll have a lot of this information there. Fairhope Roasting Company will be providing coffee there, and we're kind of having it at a few different locations around town. So it gives folks that are, you know, in different areas an opportunity to get in front of the mayor or ask their questions and voice their concerns.
Okay. Ladies, what else would you like us to know that we haven't thought to ask yet?
I think we've pretty much handled I think we've gotten to a lot. Of course, we're getting geared up for the holidays, so it won't be long before we'll see you soon, Lori, and talk about everything we've got going on for the fall. So we're excited.
Don't let time go that fast. Let's enjoy our summer. Right? All right. Thank you so much, ladies. And Courtney, nice to meet you.
Nice
Courtney
to meet
McDonald,
you.
A new community outreach coordinator, and Paige Crawford, director of community affairs. with the City of Fairhope. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
City of Fairhope Department Head joins us the first Wednesday of each month on Community Contact. If you miss it, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.